Hey everyone, and welcome back to another segment of Business Tea with Tay. I'm Tay, your business genie. And before we get started, make sure you follow me on social media platforms at BizGenieTay or at Royal Boss Network. So today we're going to be talking about staying motivated with no motion or little to no motion, meaning that you're not getting consistent sales, you're not getting consistent traffic, you're not converting consistently. So first, let's think about our end goal. Where do we want to be within the next 365 days, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years? With that being analyzed, set out, probably written down on paper over and over again, are your day-to-day actions matching your end goal? If not, then you need to go and reanalyze your actions. You need to reanalyze what you're doing. If you want to own a boutique and you're not saving money or putting money aside or looking or thinking about loans or locations or your demographic or your traffic, if you're going to have billboards, all of that, if you're not doing that a part of your day-to-day to make sure that that ending goal is to have 3 to 5 boutiques or to be able to open up a boutique at the end of this year, then you need to think about what you need to do within your day-to-day. And I'm not saying every single day you need to do something, but within your day-to-day or within your week, do you need to do to make sure that goal can at least be checked off by the milestone that you have set in place? And I know sometimes we think about our right now and forget about our future because right now is happening right now. But that glimpse, that hope, that vision is what's supposed to fuel you and drive you to keep going every single day. It's amazing and awesome to live in the moment, but when we have goals that we need to reach, and when I say need, I mean it's a need. It's something that eats at you at night. It's something that comes to your mind when you're just having downtime. That means that you need to act on that. That means that you need to be doing something a part of your day-to-day, whether that means even creating a vision board that you put up in your car or you hang around your house that you can look at every time you round that corner. Motivate yourself with what is coming. Motivate yourself with what you're creating. Which leads me to where we've started. Remember, we started with an idea. Remember, this was something that we had on paper. Remember, this is something that wasn't tangible. We couldn't touch it. We couldn't see it. We had no idea what it looked like. And then think about where you are now. If that doesn't motivate you to keep going, I don't know what will. This all started from an idea inside our head, and we formed it into something that is here. It's present. It's on earth. We can either touch it, see it, talk to it. We did that on our own. We had the idea, we formulated the plan, and we are executing it now. Don't forget that. Yeah, you might not be where you want to be right now, but remember, you're not where you were. And that takes a lot. That takes dedication, that takes spirit, that takes hope, that takes hard work, that takes determination just to even get to where you are today. People have an idea, and that idea is out the window within the week, within 72 hours. But that wasn't you. That wasn't me. So remember that. The next time you want to say, ugh, I'm not where I want to be. Remember, you're not where you were. Your efforts. Are your efforts matching? Now remember, I said we have our day-to-day that helps us reach our goals. Are your efforts matching those goals? Are your efforts, if you know for sure that you should be marketing or you should be live for a minimum of 2 hours and you're marketing for 30 minutes or you're going live for 30 minutes, are you truly reaching your potential? Are your efforts matching your goal? If your goal is to be one of the bomb-ass content creators and you're posting once a week, are you truly wanting to be a bomb-ass content creator? Or is that just something that you have inside your head? And don't get me wrong, sometimes we do have things inside of our head that aren't tangible based on our actions. If you want to get a driver's license and you don't know how to drive, how the hell are you going to get a driver's license? You've never been behind the wheel. You're calling that thing a Prindle like London Tips, Tipton. No. Your actions have to match your goals in order for your goals to become a reality, because if not, they'll always be a vision. It's always going to be something that's just right there. I almost have it. That's what it's always going to be, unless your actions match what you want to do. If you want to be a bomb celebrity makeup artist, then you should be researching makeup that celebrities wear. You should be trying any and every new style that you see: cut crease, down crease, up crease, left crease, right crease. If you want to be a personal chef for the fine wine dining, and you're out here still trying to make Kraft macaroni and cheese, then you always going to be a Kraft macaroni and cheese chef. I know it's coming off a little hard and brutal, but we got to be for real with ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do to make sure that our actions are matching our goals in order for our goals to become a reality? You want to be a top YouTuber. You haven't started recording. You're afraid to get in front of that camera. That's not going to make you a top YouTuber. I know we have our fears, but right outside that fear, right outside that box that we like to stay in, it's a whole world out there ready to embrace us. So be real with yourself. Sit down, self. Am I doing everything that I need to do to be successful? Yeah. Am I sure? Am I researching? Am I attending webinars? Am I asking questions? Am I outsourcing? Am I getting help? Am I following up? Am I posting my content? Am I changing my aesthetics? Am I making sure that my brand matches my target audience? Do I know who my target audience is? Have I connected with new people this month? Have I connected with new people this year? Have I gone out to new places and seen new things within my community and within my city? Have I hopped on a live? Have I joined a call? Oh, okay. I'm just saying, to get real results, you gotta be real with yourself. You can't sit here and live in La La Land and expect one day just wake up and be, oh, I'm in the lovely house driving the lovely car with the lovely family and the lovely dog. No, baby. That's not going to happen for you. That's not going to happen for me. That's not going to happen for the person next to you, in front of you, or behind you. Hard work is what gives results. Knowing where we are and being real with ourselves, it is what wakes us the hell up. Because damn, no. I posted 5 times, but I actually could have posted 6. I put my phone down instead, or I scrolled over to TikTok. Be real with yourself. Hey, the first person to awaken you should be you. It shouldn't be anybody else. You got to be like, oh, okay, I got to turn this ship around because I'm headed towards the rocks and the island is right across the street. I need to be over there with them. And I'm going to end on our 30-day turnaround. Starting today, whatever day you hear this, write this date, this time down in a journal. Write 3 goals that you want to accomplish in 30 days. Write 3 actions that match each goal, and let's make it happen. I bet you see a difference in not only your attitude, but your surrounding, what's happening to your life, what's happening in your life, and what's happening for you. I bet you see a difference. So remember, the motivation for when we're not where we want to be is us. Remember, we have a huge end goal. Some of us may have several end goals. Some of us are looking to set up some things for generations after generations after generations. Some of us are just trying to make sure that we get straight or that our family is straight. Regardless of whatever the end goal is, we all have an end goal. The end goal could just be, I want to pay my car off. The end goal could be, I just want to buy my mama a house. Whatever it is, we all have an end goal. We are not where we started, which is amazing. Congratulations. If nobody's told you, I'm so proud of you, because getting out of where we started is a mind game in itself. It doesn't just take physical toughness, it takes mental toughness. And I'm proud of you because you're mentally strong. And keep that up and keep it going. Because it's only going to get harder. And only the mentally strong can survive. And you're already proving that you're mentally strong. You're on this podcast, and that lets me know that you're mentally strong. Our efforts match our results. We give half-ass, we get half-ass. That's always how it's going to be. You pay for what you get. You out there, you buying 500 chicken nuggets from Burger King for $3, $2, think about what you're getting. I'm not going to say what I wanted, but just think about it. You out here, you buying that $20 kit, and you know you should have really got the $69.99 kit, and you wondering why the nail chip is painting, the nail paint is chipping. You're getting what you're paying for. Your efforts are matching your results. You're almost there, it's because you're almost working. You start putting in that 100%, you're going to get that 100%. and set goals for yourself. Today, the date, the time, write it down on some paper. 3 goals that you want to accomplish within the next 30 days. So today is October 5th. By November 5th, you want to have 3 goals. You have 3 actions that match those 3 goals in order for those 3 goals to come true. Now, don't set yourself up for failure by saying, I want to make $1 million in my business and you haven't even made $100 a month consistently. We gotta pace ourselves. With that being said, thank you so much for joining me on my segment. I'll see you guys in my next segment. Make sure you follow me on social media. Have a wonderful, amazing day. And remember, you set the tone for your life.